you don't know what she's talking about, then it's time for Faith Finds Out. Ooh, you don't know, but you're gonna find out.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of Faith Finds Out. This is your host, Faith Signs. I wanted to hop on and say Happy New Year. It is Thursday, December 31st. It is New Year's Eve. We made it to the end of 2020, guys. I honestly don't know how we did it, but congratulations to all of us. I have a couple quick things that I want to say, and then a quick little New Year's message for you. And that's all today. I'm going to try to be super brief. I'm not that I wouldn't say that's my greatest skill, obviously. I think you all know that by now. But I'm gonna do what I can. So number one, I wanted to give an update on the life of Faith Finds Out. I started this podcast in August of 2020 during the pandemic, at a time in my life where a lot of things were going on. Number one, I had a lot more time than I do now for a lot of different circumstances we won't go into. And number two, I felt really inspired and ready, I guess, in my life to really push myself to share something that I created with the world, which has always been, you know, kind of like my biggest desire and also my biggest fear, and something that I've never really been able to do. And I did that with this podcast, and it was a big step for me. And I'm really, really proud of myself for that. But, you know, I did continue to put a lot of pressure on myself. In my mind, anything less than perfection was failing. And if I wasn't uploading, you know, every Wednesday on the dot, and continuing to grow, you know, my listenership every single week, that, you know, if I wasn't doing those things, I was failing. And, I think the reality that I'm realizing is no one has been putting that pressure on me but myself. And so that's not a thing I want to do moving forward, because as you can see, you know, it just wasn't maintainable. I did drop off and stop continually uploading. And that was because I felt so overwhelmed by the pressure I was putting on myself. And, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking about what made the most sense and, you know, how I want to move forward in the future with this podcast. And, you know, I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up 2020. We're going to call this the 2020 recap episode. We're going to tie a little bow on it and call it season one of Faith Finds Out. And then in the new year, we'll start season two. And season two is going to be really different. And I can't tell you what it's going to look like exactly, because, you know, what I decided is that I was going to only release content that I was really proud of when I was ready and when it was really going to be like the best quality for you guys. And so when I have a passion, something that I want to teach you, something that I've been learning that I really, really want to teach, I will put an episode together and release it. And that might happen, you know, once a week, once every other week, once a month, once every quarter. I don't know. But that's what it's going to look like. And I'm also going to give myself the room creatively to, if I want to just talk about a life lesson I've learned, I'm going to post that. If I want to talk about something I'm experiencing and how I'm feeling about it, I'll do that and post it. If I want to just have like a kind of boozy conversation with a friend that I think is interesting and record and post it, I want to do that. I want to produce content that is educational, but that is also fun and fulfilling for me to create and for you to hear. And I'm taking all of the rules away for myself and genuinely just going to pursue enjoying this in the new year. So I'll be back sometime in January. And, it is incredibly unlikely that I will continue posting once a week. I actually can almost promise you that I'm not going to be doing that, but I will post when I have, you know, an episode together that is complete and ready to go. I'll post that whenever that looks like. And it may be that this changes and that we get into a pretty consistent rhythm of posting once a month, posting every other week or whatever, but maybe not. Maybe it continues to just be random, and I'm okay with that. and I hope you are too. You know, I won't be as hands-on as I tried to be with the Faith Finds Out Instagram, which is at Faith Finds Out podcast, by the way, if you're wondering. I'm not going to be as consistent and obsessive about that. I honestly hate social media. I mean, I really hate it, okay? I'm an Enneagram 5, on Myers-Briggs, I'm an INTJ. I'm hella introverted, and it just isn't something I like to do. And so it was way too much pressure for me to throw myself into managing that Instagram, and it doesn't bring me joy. It doesn't bring me joy, and not every part of your job has to bring you joy, but you know, this job isn't paying me any money, so right now it all has to bring me joy. That's the only reason I'm doing it right now. So I'm gonna post, you know, I'll post announcements when a new episode is posted, and I'll post random stuff here and there, but I'm not gonna obsess over being consistent on that either. I'm just gonna seek out enjoying this, and I hope you're down for the ride. So that's what Faith Finds Out looks like. I'm excited about the new year and season 2. We are going to be having a new little facelift in terms of the way that the content looks. I want new cover art, and I am working on that. But you know, again, TBD. And so that's that. That's Faith Finds Out. I want to say one big thank you to everyone who listened and is listening. Thank you so much for your support. Most of you right now obviously are my friends and family, and I love you guys, and I'm incredibly grateful. And I've had so many people reach out and tell me that they're listening and enjoying what I'm doing, and it means so, so much to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, wrapping up, I just wanted to say, you know, again, Happy New Year. And I wanted to tell you, the specific human that is listening to this, you did a really awesome job this year. And I don't want that to sound cheesy. It's true, because I know what your year was. It was the pandemic and the election and so much racial tension and in this country, if you're in America, and all of these things colliding at once and overwhelming you. And if you are alive today, you crushed 2020. And I'm so proud of you. If you know, you're a parent that had to throw themselves into entertaining their kids and educating them for the first time in their lives, and you're here listening to this, you crushed it. And you've done an incredible job, and I'm proud of you. And if you, like me, have lived alone this year and been very much without human contact and in a very unnatural, unfamiliar, really struggle bus kind of way, you made it. I'm proud of you. You did a great job. And whatever your life looks like, if you were laid off this year, if you work in healthcare or another, you know, essential job and haven't really stopped working even for a minute this year, thank you. And we're so proud of you. I want you, whoever you are, to know that this year was a challenge, and you faced it and you overcame it. And I'm proud of you for that. And I know we're all a little hesitant walking into 2021 because it's not obviously just going to be back to normal. We're still looking at a bit of a road here before things are quote unquote normal once again. And so we're all apprehensive about setting goals, but I do think that there's much to look forward to. So my hope for you in this new year is that you pursue wellness in every sense of the word, that you pursue things that you are passionate about, that you love, and that are good for you. Health, family, you know, self-care and self-growth and improvement, and pursue art, pursue the things you're passionate about creating, pursue your dreams. God, I'm cheesy, but pursue your dreams. I have a friend, Desiree Moore, who actually is the lovely, beautiful voice you hear. She created, recorded my theme song. So that's her at the beginning of the episode. But she opened a bakery this year. She's a very accomplished baker and chef, and she opened a bakery. She did it in the middle of a pandemic, and that's incredible. And she's been doing, I mean, it's been going very well, and that's incredible. We're so like, we're all so capable of so many wonderful things. And I want to continue encouraging you to pursue the things that are important to you. Also, P.S., it's called Baked in Dallas. So it's bakedindallas.com. Please check it out. I really mean it, like, incredible stuff. I ordered way too many cupcakes. I'm really not proud of it. And I ate them, guys. I ate them. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everyone. I just wanted to hop on here and say that, just a quick recap of the year and just tell you that I'm with you in 2021, and whatever this year brings, we're in it together. And, you can always come here and listen to these silly episodes, and you can always go to Instagram and DM me, and I'll be here to be like, yeah, dude, crazy shit. You're totally right. Even if that's all you need to hear, because a lot of times that's all I want to hear too. But anyway, thank you guys so much for everything, for your support and your patience and everything else. And yeah, I can't wait for this year. I would like to tell you a specific date when a new episode will be out, but I don't have one. It will be sometime in January, and I'm excited for that, and I will let you know. So thank you so much again for listening to another episode of Faith Finds Out. This is Faith Signs Out.